Okay, so like imagine the scenario. You're in a store, completely overwhelmed, looking for advice on the perfect pair of headphones, right? You find an employee hoping for some guidance, but they seem just as clueless as you are about noise cancellation and Bluetooth versions.
Oh, I've been there.
It's like the worst,
Right,
right?
the absolute worst. And you know, that frustrating experience, that's a perfect example of the challenge retailers face every single day, keeping their staff up to speed on
It's
this.
got to be impossible.
It's like a tidal wave of new products. It never stops.
You're not kidding. So that's what we're diving into today, right? We've
Absolutely.
got this article from Multimedia Plus,
Okay.
Keeping Up with Continuous Product Changes, a retailer's challenge.
I like it.
It's like they were reading my mind.
Right to the point.
And they talk about this balancing act that retailers have to do, trying to keep costs down, obviously,
Of course.
but also needing their employees to basically be product knowledge gurus, right?
Exactly. Walking, talking encyclopedias, product geniuses.
How do they even do that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Right. Because most of the time, I gotta say, those employees really do seem to know their stuff.
Right. So how do they do it? The article actually digs into some pretty clever
Oh,
strategies
this is gonna be good.
that retailers are using to tackle this exact problem.
Okay.
And the thing is, these tactics, they can really make or break your experience as a shopper.
Really? Now you've got my attention.
Because let's face it,
I know, I've been there.
we've all had that moment where you encounter a salesperson who really knows their stuff.
Totally.
And it just elevates the entire
Oh,
experience.
absolutely.
Suddenly, it's not just about buying a product.
It's like you're getting this,
A
like
whole different ball game.
insider knowledge.
You're getting expert advice tailored to your needs, to what you're looking for. It's huge.
Totally. So the article, it actually highlights this, right?
It does.
Talking about the benefits of a well-trained sales team.
Huge benefits.
Better customer experience for sure.
Of course.
But then, I mean,
Let's be real.
this is what they really care about, right?
This is the bottom line.
Increase sales. Think about it. If someone guides you to the perfect product, you're way more likely to buy it. Maybe
Absolutely.
even toss in some extras while you're at it.
Oh, 100%.
And then the best part,
Tell me.
it builds brand loyalty.
That's it. Brand loyalty is huge.
You're going to keep coming back
Exactly.
to a store where you feel like they know what they're talking about.
Of course. You feel valued, you feel respected, you feel like you're in good hands.
It's like that saying,
What's that?
people may not remember exactly what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
And a knowledgeable salesperson, they can make you feel so confident in your
Like
purchases.
you actually made the right decision.
So you keep coming back for more.
It's all connected.
It is all connected.
So let's dive into these strategies because I gotta know,
All right, let's do
what
it.
are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Like smoke signals, carrier pigeons.
I
How
wish.
is all this information actually making its way from like product development to the sales floor?
From the drawing board to the front lines. Well, I mean, forget smoke signals, right? We're in the digital age, thankfully.
Thank goodness for that.
And one of the big things that the article talks about
Okay.
is this whole trend of micro-learning.
Microlearning.
Micro-learning, yeah.
Okay, break that down for me.
So picture this.
Okay.
You're getting those product updates, but in like these bite-sized chunks, perfect for,
Our short attention spans.
our crazy, fast-paced world.
I can get behind that. So microlearning, is it kind of like those short videos everyone's always watching? Okay.
But for product knowledge.
Got it.
So think like 5-minute videos
Okay.
highlighting the key features
Makes sense.
or a quick quiz
Oh, interesting.
just to test your knowledge on
Excellent.
like the latest updates.
I like it.
The idea is to make it easy to digest.
Right. So you're not like overwhelming people.
You don't want to overload them.
It's like be respectful of their time.
Especially in retail, right?
Absolutely,
You
because
can't just pull everybody off the floor
no
for
way.
hours and hours of training.
That's not happening.
So micro learning, it's perfect for that.
Okay.
Retailers can just sprinkle these little modules.
I like that. Sprinkle.
Sprinkle them in
Yeah.
throughout the day.
Okay, so maybe like
Yeah.
when things are a little slow.
Exactly. Those little downtime moments
Fast.
between customers,
Yeah.
maybe before the store even opens.
Gotcha.
And that way, employees get the information they need.
Right, when they actually need it,
Exactly.
instead of
Dr
like a month
no.
later when they've already forgotten it.
Exactly. And it doesn't disrupt the flow of the day.
It's like a much more natural way to learn, I feel like.
It's so much more organic.
Right. Instead of just like fire hose of
Yeah,
information.
information overload. Yeah. Okay, I like where this is going.
And you know the best part.
What's that?
This doesn't just benefit the employee.
Oh, really?
It directly impacts the customer too.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So think about it, right?
Okay.
You walk into a store, the staff is constantly refreshing their knowledge. They're going to be so much better equipped
Oh,
to
absolutely.
answer those questions.
Right, instead of like giving you a blank stare.
Exactly. They can offer insightful
This
recommendations.
whole
And ultimately, it just
they make you feel good.
exactly makes it a better shopping experience for you.
Oh, 100%. It's like the difference between, you
Let's,
know,
yeah.
talking to someone who's like clearly reading from a script
Oh,
is
yeah.
versus someone who like genuinely knows their stuff.
The passion is there.
Yeah. They can speak to it, you know?
Absolutely, you can tell.
Yeah.
And speaking of, having information.
Yeah. At your fingertips.
Okay.
The article also talks about
Oh.
mobile learning.
Ah, yes. Okay, so we're finally
Bring it.
bringing it into the digital age.
Exactly.
Okay,
Okay.
tell me more about this, because I am all about
Bah.
anything that lets me learn on the go.
So imagine you're a sales associate, right?
Okay.
You got a few minutes
Yeah.
before your shift starts instead of
Yeah.
scrolling through social media.
Oh, stop it. I'm so guilty of that.
We've all been there.
Okay, so what am I doing instead?
You could be like
Yeah.
brushing up on your product knowledge
Okay, I like it.
using a mobile learning platform.
So it's like having like a
Yeah.
little training manual in
Exactly.
my pocket.
Right in your pocket.
Okay.
Accessible anywhere.
I mean, that just makes sense.
Anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
And these platforms, they're amazing. They've got interactive modules,
Oh, cool.
quizzes,
Yeah.
videos, you name it.
Okay.
All designed for
Let me guess.
your
On
phone.
smartphones, tablets.
Tablets, everything.
Okay, I like where this is going.
And the best part,
Okay, what's the best part?
they can be updated instantly.
Oh, real time.
Real-time updates.
So we're talking like as soon as there's like a price change or
Instantly.
like a new software update for whatever gadget,
Instantly pushed out
it's on the
on
platform.
the platform.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's huge.
Okay, so this totally eliminates that awkward moment where like
Oh, tell me about
the
it.
customer knows more than the employee.
We've all been there.
Which I've totally been in that situation.
Right. And it's like,
And it's like so embarrassed.
it just kills your confidence.
Yes. Okay, so mobile learning, it's like
It's huge.
everyone's on the same page all
Exact.
the time,
Everyone's in the loop.
no matter what.
Real time.
Okay, I can get behind this.
It's so valuable.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly
Well,
valuable
the customer, for the retailer,
for everyone.
everyone wins.
Okay, so we've got
Okay.
micro learning, mobile learning.
Right.
Sounds like retailers are getting
Getting creative.
pretty creative with these strategies.
Right. And it's only going to get more creative.
So what else are we talking about? What else are they doing?
So this next one,
Yeah.
this one is fascinating.
Okay, you got
It
it.
really highlights
Hit me with it.
how valuable
Yeah.
those little pockets of downtime can be
Okay.
in a retail environment.
Yeah.
The article calls it, get this,
Okay.
in between customers training.
In between customers.
IBC training.
IBC training.
IBC, yeah, for short.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain this one to me.
All right, so picture this,
Okay.
a sales associate.
Okay.
They just finished helping a customer, and there's a little bit of a lull
Okay, yeah.
before the next person.
Right. It happens,
Right.
right?
So instead of, you know,
Yeah.
just straightening shelves,
Right.
IBC training says use those few minutes
Oh,
for
interesting.
a quick burst of learning.
So they're like capitalizing on those little moments that they
Exactly.
would otherwise be wasted.
Exactly.
Okay, I kind of like
It's
that.
genius, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really smart.
So it could be as simple
Yeah.
as watching a quick video on a new product,
Sure.
maybe reviewing a flashcard on a key selling point.
Right.
The idea is just to maximize
Yeah, maximize those little
those little window
pockets of time.
and turn them into
Okay.
opportunities.
I mean, it just makes sense.
It's so smart.
It's so much better than
I know.
having to schedule these big
Huge
features
strain.
where,
Exactly. Pull people off the floor
yeah, where they need to be.
for hours at a time.
Okay, IBC training, I'm into it.
It's the future.
It's very clever.
It's about making learning.
Yeah.
Just a natural part of the day.
Yes. Instead of this, like, big scary thing.
Exactly.
Don likes that.
This is fascinating, right?
It's like we're getting this, like, behind the scenes look.
Behind the curtain.
At, like, the machinery.
Yes.
Of how a retail operation actually works.
Exactly.
But with all of this, right?
Yeah.
All these digital tools.
Yeah.
These strategies.
Yeah.
Is there still a place?
That's a good question.
For the human element.
You know what?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The article actually, it emphasizes that. The importance of on-the-job training.
Okay.
And, you know, that good old-fashioned peer-to-peer learning.
Ah, so we're talking about, like,
exactly
where new hires can shadow
exactly
those seasoned veterans.
It's that trend.
Yeah, and then peer-to-peer, so it's like...
It's like creating this network.
Creating this network of experts.
It's exactly an internal network.
Within the company.
Acknowledged.
Yeah, I could see how that would be super valuable.
So valuable, because think about it.
I mean, that's got to be so much better.
So much better.
Than like reading a manual.
Oh, 1,000 times better.
Right. It's like they're actually.
Real world experience.
Getting that experience, yeah.
Think about it. Who better to learn from than someone who's in the trenches every single day.
They've seen it all.
Dealing with those customers, those products.
The good, the bad.
Day in and day out, you know?
They've got the story.
They've got the war stories, exactly.
The on-the-job training.
Yeah.
It's like learning by doing.
Learning by doing. That's it.
Getting that real-time feedback.
Instant feedback.
Okay.
Which is so important.
And then you were talking about peer-to-peer.
So peer-to-peer learning.
Yeah.
It takes it to that next level.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it encourages everyone to share that knowledge.
So it's not just like stuck with one person.
Be siloed.
Yeah. It's like everybody can benefit.
It becomes the shared resource, right?
Okay.
Which is amazing.
That's really cool.
And it not only keeps everyone up to date,
mm-hmm.
it fosters that culture.
Oh, I like that.
Of collaboration.
Yeah. Everybody working together.
Exactly.
Learning from each other.
Continuous learning.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Which is huge.
So to sum it up, it sounds like these strategies are less about like forcing information.
Force feeding it, yeah.
Yeah, and more about making it like...
It's about creating an environment.
Encouraging learning, right.
Where learning is encouraged.
Yeah, and making it accessible.
Accessible, exactly.
I like it.
And dare I say, even a little bit fun.
Oh, fun. We can have fun while we learn.
We can try.
Okay, I'm into it.
It's about, you know, meeting employees where they are,
right.
giving them the tools they need.
To be successful.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that a lot.
And speaking of tools,
okay.
the article, it actually talks about this rise of technology.
Okay, now we're talking my language.
That's specifically designed to tackle these retail training challenges.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so bring on the robots.
Well, not robots exactly.
Not yet.
Not yet, but we're getting there.
Okay, so what are we talking about here?
So they actually highlight this platform called Insight.
Insight.
Developed by Multimedia Plus.
Oh, so they're like putting their money where their mouth is?
Exactly. They're not just talking the talk.
I like it.
They're walking the walk.
Okay, so what makes Insight so special?
Well, from what they describe in the article, it really seems to check all the boxes.
Tell me more.
So it's got those bite-sized interactive modules, perfect for that micro-learning.
There it is.
Provides those real-time updates.
How to have it.
Right. So everyone's always in the loop.
On the same page.
The latest info.
Love it. What else?
And it even has this customer engagement hub.
A customer engagement hub?
Yeah. It sounds like it's the central hub for all the important stuff. So like product specs.
Product specs, promotions.
Customer insights, that kind of thing.
All of it.
Okay.
Right at your fingertips.
So they're giving these employees.
It's like a secret weapon.
A secret weapon. I love it.
All the information.
Yeah.
Right when you need it.
So they can like.
To answer those questions with confidence.
Make recommendations.
Make recommendations.
Those deals.
Exactly. Give the best customer service possible.
Okay. I like where this is going.
It's about empowering employees, right? To be the best they can be.
I love that.
Which then...
And then everyone benefits.
Everyone wins.
The employees, the customers.
Exactly.
The business.
The business, everyone.
But it comes back around.
It all comes full circle.
Right. It's when retailers, they put that effort in.
They put in the effort.
To training.
Yeah.
Employee development.
Employee development.
It shows.
It shows.
They're not just investing in their workforce.
Mm-hmm.
It's an investment.
It's an investment in the customer.
In the customer, yeah.
Yeah.
in their future.
Absolutely. The future of the business.
And we as shoppers, we see that, right?
We feel it.
Like, think about it.
When you walk into a store.
Yeah, when you have that good experience.
And the person you're talking to.
They know what they're talking about.
They're enthusiastic. They're knowledgeable.
Yeah.
They guide you to the right product.
It makes all the difference.
They answer your questions. They make you feel valued.
It's like night and day.
It really is.
It's the difference between like feeling like just another sale.
Just a number.
Versus feeling like a valued customer.
A human being. Exactly.
It's what we all want.
And that feeling. You can't put a price tag on that.
You really can't. Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive, any final thoughts? What's like?
Final thoughts.
A big takeaway.
You know, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that behind every great retail experience is a team of people who are constantly learning, who are constantly evolving.
I love that.
Right.
Yeah.
So next time you're in a store.
Yes. Appreciate those employees.
Take a moment to appreciate the effort that goes into creating that experience.
It's like a lot of work.
It's huge. It's a lot of moving parts.
And for our listeners.
Yes.
Keep this in mind.
Next time you're browsing the aisles.
The next time you're out shopping.
Ask questions.
Yes. Engage with the employees.
Engage.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be shy.
They're there to help.
They're there to help.
Okay. I think that's a great place to wrap it up.
I think so too.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
Into the world of retail training.
Always a pleasure.
And product knowledge.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
See you next time.